Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, we promised it yesterday. Learning in lockdown is about to get easier for second level students, because here is now the first installment of the Study Hub at Drive Time. Take it away, Evelyn O'Rourke.
Oh, thank you so much, Cormac. Well, you're very welcome to the Study Hub. And, you know, over the next 25 minutes or so, we are going to be doing our bit to help and support students facing into an exam season, which has already grabbed so many headlines. And, you know, we want to start by saying that we know and we understand that there really is a genuine concern among students and their families that the state exams are shrouded in uncertainty. However, there is little that you or we can do about that except be ready for whatever exams may be coming down the tracks. So here at the Study Hub, we are going to be offering a practical, positive guide for students, where we'll be focusing on the second level exam curriculum as it stands at the moment. And we will explore every aspect of these exams with general useful tips for all exam students, important supports to help you mind your mental health during this very intense period, and we'll plough through all the exam subjects by offering the best people in Irish education to help. But as you say, this is your show, so get your queries, your concerns, your questions into us now. You can text us at 51551 or email us at studyhub@rt.ie. And I promise that if we don't have the answers to hand, we will track down the best experts to help. Now, that's more than enough for starters. Time to actually talk to some students. And I'm delighted to welcome two Leaving Cert students on the line now, both from Fingal Community College in County Dublin. We're joined now by Aaron Murray and Julia Anandraja. Thank you for dragging yourselves away from your studies for us this evening, guys. And Aaron, can I start by asking you, you know, were you surprised by the closure of the schools at this time, and how are you handling it all? You're back in the room.
Firstly, Evelyn, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
I suppose, originally, to be quite honest, I was sceptical about the reclosure of schools. I think it's not just my opinion, it's probably a popular opinion that the last time we experienced a online learning session, it was difficult. Everyone was learning on the job. Again, all credit to the student or the teachers in Fingal Community College. They helped us through it. But I think it was a situation where we didn't particularly want to go back to. So when we were told that there was a chance that 6 years would be going in 3 days a week, I was quite excited. I was looking forward to getting as much class time as I possibly could before what we're being told is a normal year in terms of our Leaving Cert. So I suppose then again, when we were told that was being overturned, I was back to feeling sort of stressed, unconfident in the fact that we were back into online learning. But now, having experienced the last 2 days, I can't say I feel that way anymore. I'm really delighted with the way that the teachers have gone genuinely above and beyond to make this experience as close to being in school again.
And Julia, for you, you're listening to Aaron there, and obviously you've been talking to him in real life, as they say, but you feel that things are better this time around. Everybody's just that bit more competent online.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like Aaron said, at the first lockdown, it was difficult. I think it was new for everybody. Like we keep hearing, we're living in unprecedented times, and it was difficult for everyone to kind of stay motivated to work.
Sure.
And this time around, you know, I felt similar to Aaron in the sense that, like, nothing can replace the classroom environment. So coming in 3 days a week would definitely be beneficial from an educational perspective.
Sure.
But from a health perspective, I think I've been talking to a lot of my friends, and they agree that the cases were just really, really high. And, you know, it's hard to think sometimes I was the only one going outside of the house during lockdown. And, you know, I consider myself the only risk to the household. So, you know, you're risking people you love as well.
I know, you're in that trap where you're having to make all these decisions, and it's like carrying the weight of the world, and you're going, you know what, I'm trying to do the Leaving Cert as well in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
And can I just ask you then, in terms of your plans for the next few months, are you just head down and getting on with the Leaving Cert preparation that you can? You're controlling the little bit that you can?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good way of putting it. I mean, like everyone is saying, we don't know what's going to happen. My mindset, or what I'm trying to do, is just focus on what I can do, maybe whether there's a Leaving Cert or predicted grades or whatever it is, just do what I can, and then whatever is out of my hands is out of my hands. I can't control that. So just doing my bit.
And Aaron, with the phones and, you know, all the communication that you have, is it hard to lock that out, to lock that noise out? Do you find you can kind of, you know, get stuck into your studies and not get distracted?
No, it's definitely difficult. I myself have found it really beneficial to break up my day so that I have short bursts of focused, genuine work where I can stay motivated and keep on my work, but also then look forward to taking a break, taking 10 minutes to listen to music, talk to some friends, but then again getting back to a short focus session where I'm working hard.
10 minutes, Aaron? 10 minutes?
Done.
I'm very impressed. It's only 10 minutes. Good on you. And in general then, finally, just how is the kind of mood amongst your friends? I mean, are people, you know, reacting to this in different ways? What can we do to help here on the programme? Because you're exactly the people that we're trying to, you know, get stuck in and support during this.
Well, I think that 60ers across Ireland will, first of all, hugely appreciate what you're doing at RTÉ. It's a fantastic idea. And I know myself, I will never turn down advice from experts or any tips I can get in any field, especially Leaving Cert at this time of the year.
So hit you with it is what you're saying. And Julia,
exactly.
For you,
exactly.
Julia, motivation is something you really want to talk about quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really, really difficult to motivate yourself to study for an exam that, you know, might not even happen. So that's definitely something that would be helpful.
Okay, well, look, we wish you both the absolute best of luck. Everybody's thinking of you at the moment. And hopefully, if you stay tuned, you're going to get some of that wonderful motivation advice, because we are now going to get stuck into some expert advice. And as we know, it's the start of a new year and the start of a new term. And after a long Christmas break, it really is time to re-engage with our learning, put down the remote control and begin to plan the next few months and pack that kit bag, as they say, for the next part of the journey. But how do we even take those first steps? Well, we have two experienced educators ready to help. Ciara Riley is Assistant Lecturer in Education at the Merino Institute of Education. And Enda O'Doherty is the founder of Study Skills Ireland. Ciara and Enda, you're both very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Evelyn.
This evening.
Now, hi, how are you?
We're very good. Listen, Ciara, let's start with you. We'll give you the opening question. You know, I said there about putting down the remote control. It is really hard to re-engage with work, isn't it? So what is the single thing that you'd advise as students begin this term working from their bedrooms?
I would advise any student out there to make sure that they're maintaining really strong links with their school. So don't be afraid to reach out to your teachers or your lecturers at whatever level you're studying and working. And, you know, admitting that you need a little bit of help or you need a little bit of, you know, a little bit more intense support, because we are working under these suboptimal circumstances, it's really important to know that you can turn and look for help. I mean, we are crucially aware that online teaching is very transmissive. You know, we're very much, we're just dishing out information to people, and we don't have the warmth, you know, the personality that a classroom can foster. So I think reaching out for help and looking for it and not being afraid to ask for it is the most important tip that I'd give anyone.
It's a great tip. And also, I was encouraged by the fact that both students said they feel a bit more confident about that environment this time. And hopefully it means that they will ask for help. I mean, Enda, you know, as we get started on learning from home, what do you think is the first thing a student, especially one preparing for those exams, what do you think they should do?
You know, when I'm working with students or teachers or schools, you know, I'm constantly, people are looking for this magic secret, you know, to get, how do I get all these points? How do I get that place in college I want? And people are often surprised when I tell them, you know, as someone who teaches study skills, the first two things I always focus on, my first two goals with any student is, one, are they healthy? And two, are they happy? Because if you get those two ingredients right, well, a lot of the other things fall into place. So for people, you know, getting back into school right now, you know, I'd be recommending really focus on the basics. So like a lot of us, you know, a bit too much Netflix, a bit too much chalkies, staying up a bit later, lying in the morning.
Yeah, but it's really important. Fun ending now, in fairness.
Oh, listen, we're meant to do it. It's holidays, you know. But now that we're trying to perform or we're trying to study, you know, the best advice I would be giving students is try to get that sleep routine back. Try to have a regular bedtime. Try to have a digital sunset where, you know, you're not looking at screens and you're not doom scrolling before you go to sleep. Try to get up at a regular time. And, you know, that sleep will have knock-on effects into so many other parts of your study. Equally so, you know, you can make energy by spending energy. So if you get up and exercise, and it doesn't matter whether it's skipping in the garden, walking the dog, cycling within your 5K, the more you move your body, get out of breath and sweaty once a day, and it will reduce a lot of that anxiety and stress that you're having. You know, I heard a dietitian speak recently, Evelyn, about study and, you know, brain food, and she said, you know, if you eat junk, you'll feel junk. So if we get the sleep, get the exercise, get the food right, get the basics right. You know, the analogy I used with one of your researchers today was we were talking about a car. You know, a lot of students are getting into this car and they're intent on going really fast, but it's really important that they put, you know, solid wheels under them first. Get the basics right first, and then we can look at, you know, your motivation, we can look at your technique, we can look at time management, all of these lovely things. But, you know, get you as a person healthy and happy first, and that's going to really make the process a lot more enjoyable and a lot less stressful.
I'm kind of intrigued by the use of the word happy, because it's not something that anybody associates with students stuck in their room. I mean, Ciara, for example, for you, you're saying, look, you totally agree with what Enda says about the phone and doom scrolling, and we know, you know, we're all addicted to our phones, let's be honest. What do you say about that? What do you say about that endless need that we have to keep scrolling, particularly for students who are on the clock, really?
Yeah, and I have full sympathy for students, because we're asking them to engage in the use of these platforms throughout the working and school day. And then we need to be conscious of the fact that they're also using these technologies to socialise. So, and they always have done. And these are the things that will anchor and support them throughout this period too. So they do need to, you know, go easy on themselves and, you know, just be kind to themselves and just look, yes, definitely monitor your time and how much time you're committing to the use of technology, and get up and get active. But to also understand the difference between the two and managing your time in your use for tech for learning and your tech for your, you know, your socializing, which is so important at this time when we are so isolated. It's something I am so conscious of as I lecture students, and I see them sitting in spare rooms and sitting on the edge of beds, and it would break your heart. And I think that they need to know that the support systems are there. They just need to seek them out.
Now, Enda, you're the one who brought up that lovely phrase, doom surfing and doom scrolling. So, I mean, you're saying, Look, try and manage it a little bit. You've talked about our health. You've talked about maintaining our social contacts. But what should we do if we expect to have those exams in a couple of months' time? What else?
Yeah, well, you know, in terms of the doom scrolling, when I spoke to students who'd been through the Leaving Cert last year, and, you know, I was talking to them on what courses they were following, and I asked them to reflect on what was the hardest thing about last year. And they said that the key thing for them was that uncertainty, constantly worrying, would this be cancelled or that be cancelled? And, you know, what I've said to students this year is, you know, just as you look out the window tomorrow and look at the clouds, and never would you think, I'd love to move that cloud, or you'd never think about investing energy in moving that cloud, because it's outside of your control, it's outside of your remit. And what I say to students is, look, certainly you need to watch the news, you need to know how to keep yourself safe during COVID, and you need to know if there's educational developments. But, you know, focus on the controllables, focus on your destiny, your work pattern, what you're doing, and prepare as well as you can. Because if you invest huge emotion and huge time in the uncertainty, it will really just generate anxiety in you, and it'll really mean that you don't produce as much as you can. You know, the SAS have a really simple saying that, you know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. And students need to realise that, COVID or no COVID, we need to invest time in preparation. I think probably, Evelyn, the most common thing people say to me at the moment is, God, it's so boring. Like, it's the same lesson online, and then I'm in my room and there's no variety in life. And, you know, one of the simple tips I'd give to students listening tonight is to try to have variety in your study. So what sort of variety can we have? So, for example, constantly switching up the time for the study period. So rather than doing a block of 40, a block of 40, a block of 40, have 15, have 20, have 10, depending on the topic and depending on the subject, but mix up the time. Certainly mix up the subjects. You know, the worst thing I think some people do sometimes is sit down and they do like 3 hours of chemistry, and then suddenly you hear them saying, God, chemistry is boring. And like, if you did 3 hours of anything, you'd be fed up with it. So mix the subject, mix the time. And most important is to mix up the technique, because I know so many students who don't actually know study technique or methodologies, and their basic technique is to stare at something and repeatedly read it until it goes in. And, you know, that's not studying. That's what we call staring. So if you mix your subject, mix your time, learn some techniques and mix them, all of a sudden you'll find that your productivity goes up and your focus goes up.
Ciara, I can sort of feel you nodding there. Active learning, it's a key phrase, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, we learn in different ways. One of the things I always get my students to do is try to listen to podcasts as opposed to watching me deliver lectures via video link. And I think that that kind of idea of really questioning how we are learning and the opportunities to learn in new ways, that's really exciting. It's one of the few benefits, I think, that will come out of this really traumatic time, that we're challenging how we learn and the individual can really look at what works for them, as Enda outlined there, for the way that they learn best. So definitely active learning is so important. And physical health, emotional well-being, all of that needs to be factored into your working day. So I think that I would worry that students would focus on academic outcomes at all times and would really, you know, not focus on their own health and well-being and that of those around them. Because the other thing we have to look at as well is our students are working in households that are, you know, really, you know, in very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, there's a lot going on under every roof and everybody's pursuing their own kind of little world. Sure. Yeah.
And being conscious of that and you know, again, just cutting yourself some slack. Do set up your routines and do, you know, challenge yourself to reach your goals as best you can. But looking out for your mental health at all times during this period as we progress, particularly with the uncertainty ahead. And I would definitely agree, consuming a certain amount of media is healthy, but knowing when to step back when it's becoming too much is so important.
Well, thank you both, Ciara and Enda, for joining us this evening. And, you know, I think switching off to listen to us here in the Study Hub is a legitimate use of your time for media consumption, so you can build that into your plans. But I know we'll be back to talk to you again in the future. We'll talk to you again in the coming weeks. Now, don't forget, you can text us here on 51551 with your comments and questions, or email us at studyhub@rt.ie. Now, as was mentioned earlier, the best people maybe to give advice on studying for exams in a pandemic are probably people who studied for an exams in a pandemic. So here's some messages and insider tips from the Leaving Certs of 2020 for the class of 2021.
Hi, my name is Stephen and I graduated from the class of 2020. During this time, the coronavirus came around. I was really stressed out because I thought my Leaving Cert wouldn't happen and I wouldn't get marks and I might have to repeat the year. But everything went okay. One big advice I would give to the students of class of 2021 would be to stay organized. Just go through notes online. YouTube videos especially are very useful.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I know the last months have been so up in the air and frustrating for you guys, and my ear would probably know what you're going through the most. But all I can say is that all the hard work you've put in will honestly show, whether it's predictor grades or the physical exams. Keep going with your routine and be as prepared as you can, because in 5 months it'll all be over.
My name is Killian Madigan. I know just how daunting and intense the Leaving Cert Home Edition can be. Things that really helped me were leaving the house at least once a day. This gave me a bit of headspace and was really beneficial to me. Another approach I took was giving myself one afternoon off every week. This broke up the week and gave me a chance to relax.
I'm Natasha and I'm one of last year's Leaving Cert students. I'd be lying if I didn't say that I found studying for my Leaving Cert during the global pandemic was rather difficult. One thing I would say to this year's Leaving Certs would be try not to stress or panic about situations they have no control over. I know it is a lot easier said than done, but no one can predict what will happen in 2 to 3 months' time. No one could have predicted the situations that we are currently in. All you can do is to take care of yourselves and to try your best to stay focused as much as possible.
Hi, I'm Luke. I was a sixth-year student last year, and it was a roller coaster of emotions, so I can't imagine what it is for the fifth years that now missing even more school. Best advice would just be to keep working, even when times are hard, and just keep doing past papers.
Good luck.
Everything will work out for you guys.
Well, thanks to the class of 2020 for their wisdom there. We'll be bringing more of those kind of postcards to you. But Luke there mentioned the importance of practicing past papers. And that's something that I think another Luke, Luke Saunders, founder of StudyClicks, would agree with. Because, of course, uncertainty is a massive stress for students, as we've heard already this evening, not knowing what kind of format exams might take or when they might get back into the classroom. Indeed, we even have a text here this evening asking, is the junior cert going ahead? My son won't do a TAP. And I suppose that's something that's, you know, we're trying to tackle here on the programme, is we're saying, look, we are focusing on the exams as they stand at the moment. So, you know, try and get that work going in the house. But Luke, you, of course, Luke Saunders, you are the co-founder of StudyClicks.ie. It's an online resource for second level students and teachers to help with exams. And you set it up back in 2012 when you saw that gap in online resources for students and teachers. How little did you know how useful it would become in this time? But you might tell us a little bit about how things really have come on since you started that in 2012.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks for having me on the show, Evelyn. When I started teaching back in 2007, I couldn't believe how little the classroom had changed since I'd done my own Leaving Cert. And StudyClicks, I suppose, was built just as a project to really help my students. And also, I knew that once we'd built it, that it would have wider reach amongst other students and teachers. So it's a teaching tool as well as a tool for students. And I suppose what we've really noticed in the last, since last March is just, I reckon it's brought the way we learn forward by about 5 years. You know, the idea that teachers are sharing content with their students online, all of that, I think was always going to happen. It's just that it's happened much faster now.
And isn't it interesting how the students noted earlier that they feel it is much better this time round, that everybody's more comfortable in this environment, you know, and the students' attitudes to online learning has changed in the past year.
Absolutely. I was talking to a teacher the other day and we were discussing that very issue, and they were saying that back in March they had come on and had never used Zoom before for video calls, and they had a situation where their students within the Zoom call were able to kick each other out of the call. So think now, like, we've progressed so much to the point now where, like, pretty much every teacher out there is a kind of Zoom expert and knows exactly how to control everything within it.
And you have a survey that illustrates all this. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so I think students and indeed teachers, and indeed we were a little surprised last week when it was announced that the Leaving Certs would be in for 3 days per week, which would have started this Monday. And what we do on StudyClicks is we try and, you know, represent students' voices, a bit like what you're doing on the show here tonight. So what we did was we surveyed sixth-year students, and we had unprecedented response rate. Within 12 hours, we had 8,500 sixth-years give us their views. And what we found was that 71% actually said they would prefer a return to online learning, which was really surprising. Now, I do kind of understand it, because one of the other responses was that students were very conscious of the dangers of not so much COVID for themselves, but more so they were worried about bringing it home.
Yeah,
so,
and Julia mentioned that, didn't she, earlier? She said, I'm the one leaving the house, and that was an anxiety, which no Leaving Cert needs, that extra anxiety on top of preparing for an exam.
Absolutely, yeah. So, like, what I would be saying to students out there is, like, the way I see it now is, yes, there's very little, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty, and that's what's bringing a lot of stress here. And I think the way I see it is there's pretty much two scenarios that can happen. Either the Leaving Cert will go ahead in June or maybe slightly later as normal, or worst case scenario, we'll move to the predicted grade model that we had last year. In either one of those scenarios, students still need to be ready and they still need to understand their chemistry or their biology or their maths. It's just really, is it their teacher grading their work, or is it a state exam situation?
The work still has to be done. You might tell us just quickly about StudyClicks and other online resources that students could use.
Yeah, well, I suppose what's at the core of StudyClicks and, you know, a lot of other resources, really, what I think students really need to do is they need to keep testing their knowledge. A lot of students fall into the trap of just rereading the notes that they've already created. But what you really need to do, I think, is to challenge yourself by trying exam questions. And that's really what StudyClicks is built on. The idea is that you can go into the topic you're studying, let's say it's biology and it's photosynthesis. You can try some questions, view the marking scheme, see how your answer compared to the official solution. You can also stay active by taking quizzes, you could watch videos and so on.
So mix it up, as Enda was suggesting. But Luke, you know, whenever I have these conversations, I am so conscious of the amount of students around the country who have limited access to broadband. I mean, I spoke to a student who told me about, you know, Wi-Fi being in one corner of the house and standing on one leg to get it. You know, just little tips there for things. You say be clever about your strategy. Just quickly there, Luke, thanks.
Yeah, so just on that point, you know, obviously broadband isn't ubiquitous across the country and as much as we'd like it to be. One of the things I'd say is one of the trends I see in all students that are high achievers is they take really good notes, and you don't need broadband to take good notes, right? So I would, what I would be doing is try and distill the course down by writing your own notes. That could be from your teacher's notes, from revision books and so on. But that's really, it's a common thread I see in a lot of students. Also, I would say, you know, you can download things, you know, when you're not online, when you get to be online, you can download stuff onto your computer. And finally, I would say that I don't know if a lot of students realize this, but when your teacher is doing a Zoom call, if you have poor internet connectivity, you can actually dial into that on your phone line. You know, it doesn't have to be an internet connection to get onto these calls with your teacher. So that might be helpful to some students out there.
Yeah, I mean, this advice really is working well. I mean, just Kevin there has texted in to say, Enda, and I'm sure you, Luke, talk so much common sense in advising on effective study methodologies to this year's Leaving Certs and the students in 2021. Okay, well, Luke, what is your final quick parting words of wisdom there for students?
I would say go easy on yourself. Leaving Cert is probably the most stressful year in most Irish adults' lives, and you guys are doing it during a pandemic. So, like, go easy and try and, as Enda said, try and mix up your physical activity with your study. And first and foremost, keep communicating with your peers, albeit, you know, not face-to-face with the sure. restrictions, but keep communicating. It's really good for your mental health.
Years on, I'm still communicating with those peers, which is lovely. Anyway, thank you so much, Luke Saunders, co-founder of StudyClix. And that brings our Study Hub to a close this evening. Just to give you a heads up, we start our grind sessions tomorrow night with English Paper 1. So if you have specific questions or queries about that paper, or indeed any other matters, you can email us at studyhub@rte. Thanks to everybody for contacting the show this evening. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night here at 6:30 p.m. on Drive Time.